These men, they're not the sort we need.
They're exactly the sort we need. They fought this kind of war before.
What about me? Am I one of that sort?
Hell no. You're the sort that gives that sort a bad name.
Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, keep a tradition even if it's everyday evil. It is Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's the 15th day of November 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. a nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *610 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 42 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades in northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 65 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 35. So a little warmer, rain. I don't know. I used to love summer. I can't love summer. You can't love fucking no time of the year when you're fucking living in a life of fucking misery in a goddamn, in a fucking corporate fucking fiefdom. It's kind of impossible. Anyways, we'll get into some of the propaganda and the lies as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Let's go check out the propaganda. Let's go look at the angles, huh? All righty then. Here, start out tomorrow. The government will vote for the Biden administration to take, quote, big in big letters, total control of the internet. Go ahead. When we're done talking, when we can't talk no more, it's time to fucking shoot cocksuckers. Let's do it. Test it. See if you can fucking enforce it, or see if your shit starts getting ripped to fucking pieces, motherfuckers. Is there more to that? President Biden's plan to give the administrative the internet administrative state effective control of the internet services and functions in the U.S. FCC commissioner. Tomorrow, the government will vote for the Biden administration to take total control of the internet. President Biden's plan to give the administration state effective control of all internet services and infrastructures in the U.S. is a total act of fucking high treason. It is a fucking coming from a foreign fucking goddamn entity, an occupational fucking force, and it needs to be crushed using the second article. We have the authority to smash these motherfuckers. Why won't we do it? That fucking shit pants fucking child molesting cocksucker is going to fucking push you around, going to push me around. When I can't talk on this goddamn thing no more, you better fucking look out, because I'm going to do some more talking before I fucking go. The FCC commissioner, I might fucking do a fucking writ of mandamus to that son of a bitch. They try this fucking shit. They have no god. It's a violation of the 9th article. They have no fucking jurisdictional authority to take over the public square. But we're letting it happen because we're fucking a bunch of fucking pussies. The Joe Biden administration has put together and is planning on implementing the most comprehensive internet censorship control plan in history. The government will assume effective control of all internet service. You better not fuck with mine. I'm an individual free sovereign motherfucker. I'm like another fucking country. You fuck with me, I'll fuck you back. You definitely need to see this. The Biden administration has just put forward a plan for digital equity, and it is a plan for all internet services and all infrastructures. They've already got them. See, the Jews have already bought the motherfuckers up. Now they're going to start giving fucking orders and fucking think they're going to fucking shut us up. Hey, shut us up. When you don't hear our voices, you will hear the gunfire, motherfuckers. According to FCC Commissioner Carr, President Biden's plan hands the administrative state effective control of all internet services and infrastructures in the country. Never before in the roughly 40-year history of the public internet has the FCC or any federal agency, for that matter, claimed this degree of control over it. The plan calls for the FCC to apply a far-reaching set of government controls. You can try it in your fiduciary position, but I'll come at you, you motherfuckers, as individuals with fucking writs of mandamus accusing you of the fucking treason you're committing and ordering you to remove the fucking licenses of any motherfucker who tries to censor my fucking first article fucking right. Get that through your fucking heads, and I'll enforce that motherfucker. Apply far-reaching set of government controls that the agency has not applied to any technology in the modern era. You got that. You got that? This has never been done before. No communications device have ever had this kind of control suggested by the government. It's not the government. He keeps this fucking terminology. It is the international corporate mafia. It is the fucking occupying monarchy of fucking King Chuck, who thinks that we're still his fucking goddamn bitches. Tell you what, you motherfucker, you couldn't face a fucking 16-year-old to beat the fuck out of you, you punk bitch, and your fucking brother. You don't scare no fucking body, motherfucker. Suggested by the government, let alone applied, he went on to and said, Congress never contemplated the sweeping regulatory regime that President Biden asked the FCC to adopt, let alone authorize the agency to implement it. Here's what's happening. As with everything else the Biden administration is doing, its broadband policies are his broadband policies are failing, and the building of internet infrastructure in this country, the price of it has gone through the roof. The FCC wants new 5G broadband services. Well, the American nationals don't. Who's going to have their fucking way on this, bitches? But it's all needlessly been blocked and delayed by new broadband infrastructure regulatory red tape. So the government is blocking the private sector from doing it and then using that to say, see, we need to take complete control. Well, who in the fuck do you think the goddamn private sector is? This is goddamn fascism. They're the ones running the fucking show. Silicon fucking Valley. Don't tell me that they're not all shitting through the same hole. This is breathtaking control of all information. We'll fucking see about that. The rules that are suggested and are going to be voted on. Quick, hurry. Next week, the federal government has a moving mandate to micromanage nearly every aspect of how the internet functions. Give her a fucking go, man. We can't talk about it anymore. Maybe somebody will get off there. Maybe we'll get off our fucking asses and we'll do something about your ass. And you're going to have to use something to do this, aren't you? You motherfuckers. Let's see what else we got going here. Care about that. Oh, here are white hats, black hats, people. Now, don't forget, I'm sitting here laughing at this shit. Same thing, man. I mean, fucking every election cycle, just fucking pour it on. Yeah. Netanyahu faces international criminal court charges for alleged war crimes and genocide. Do you fucking believe that? Do you think he'll ever be fucking arrested? Do you think he'll ever come before any fucking court for the genocide he's committing in fucking Palestine? If you do, you're a fucking fool. And if you this is just somebody's doing something. No, nobody's doing nothing. This is a bullshit headline. And who put this fucking shit out? Baxter to meet the People's Voice. You're putting shit out. Nobody's going to touch that motherfucker. They're doing it right now in our goddamn face. They're murdering fucking little kids. They're fucking goddamn starving people. They're fucking monsters in action. We're witnessing genocide first fucking hand right in our fucking faces. Well, you think this cocksucker gives a shit? Why? I mean, goddamn, it would seem he would already be under arrest, wouldn't he? I mean, right out the fucking gate a long time ago. But I mean, you always hear these things, you know, use their bad old, they're going to get them. They're going to, let's listen to this by Baxter Dimitri, the People's Voice. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is facing a slew of charges at the International Criminal Court. Wonder who runs that son of a bitch. In the Hague, after Turkey filed a lawsuit, that criminal, accusing him of crimes such as war, genocide, and crime against humanity in full view of the world. Well, he most certainly has done that. But do you think that Turkey? Who the fuck's Turkey? What are you going to do about it? What you going to do about it, Turkey? Hmm? You're going to get, they're coming after your fucking ass too, just like they're coming after our asses. We, at least we understand where we're, our, what our position is in all of this. The former lawmaker of Turkey's ruling Justice and Development Party, Metin Kulunk, Turkey, love all these fucking foreign, we're in this fucking one world order bullshit. Get the fuck out of my goddamn country. Take your fucking languages with you and stay the fuck back before we have to fucking destroy you. And Turkey's attorneys, Mechehit, Burhisinki, we got to fuck all these, and Barak, Bekirioglu, sent the petition to the Istanbul prosecutor's office asking it to file a lawsuit against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the International Criminal Court, the Anadolu News reported. The petition said that Netanyahu has committed crimes such as war, genocide, and a crime against humanity in full view of the world. He sure as fuck has. And the world sat there on their fucking ass and watched it. I mean, you goddamn Arab countries, you better wake the fuck up, because you're going to be next. I know we're on the list. Don't get me wrong. I'm not fucking talking from an arrogant position. I know they plan to do the same fucking thing here and think we're big enough fucking pussies to take it. Well, we're going to see about that. It also said that Netanyahu does not hesitate to use weapons prohibited by international law in what could constitute crimes. Well, if he's used them and they're against the law, do you think that could constitute crime? I mean, do you see the vagueness of this fucking horse shit? You think that motherfucker will ever be arrested for what he's done? There's only one way to stop these motherfuckers, and I think we all know exactly what it is. We have to take back this goddamn fucking country that belongs to us. We have to reinsert our fucking individual, free, sovereign, national, goddamn jurisdictional authorities. Put our courts back into place and start hanging these motherfuckers, and then go take back everything these fucking kikes have taken from us. Destroy them, son of a bitches. They are the ones that are, I mean, God almighty, you look at how they went after Iraq. God, they're going to get weapons of mass destruction. They're going to get the bomb and fucking Iran. Oh, they're going to get mass. Who are the fucking maniacs here? The maniacs that the fucking bomb was given to by the United States corporation. That's who. I mean, these motherfuckers have proven they're fucking aggressive, and they've proven that they'll kill anything. They'll kill children that they think are human beings is fucking beneath dogs. They're fucking scum. They stink. There's nothing good about the motherfuckers. And they have committed fucking genocide and continue to do so. Excuse me. Criminal, see, Netanyahu and his associates should be brought before, oh, shit, Dean, here, now we're getting to, the petition said, Netanyahu and his associates should, not should, I mean, well, Hillary Clinton, after they named off her fucking about 20 fucking crimes, I mean, international fucking crimes, treason, fucking espionage, you name it. And she should have been taken to court. And I mean, all the fucking rest of them, get fucking real. This is the white hat, black hat. This is to try to give you false fucking hope. The only way that you stop these fuckers is with a bullet. Should be brought before the International Criminal Court under international criminal norms. Norms? What the fuck is that? That's not law. Norms aren't law. So this is all horse shit, white hat. This is clickbait, ain't it, bitch? Who did this, son of a bitch, by the way? I'm going to go see. I got to know who did this. The people's voice, really? You're the people's fucking voice? You white hatters? You fucking play this game every fucking year, and especially on election years. We're sick of it. We're not falling for it. We're not going to sit down on our ass. Oh, they're going to get them. They got secret indictments for 50,000 people. Fuck you. Ankara has not officially commented on the petition, Turkey has repeatedly declared its readiness to act as a garrotator in the settlement of the conflict between Israel and Hamas. Israel and Hamas are one. You're not going to fucking keep shoving your people's voice. You guys send them lots of fucking money because they're telling you, they're trying to get you to fucking believe this fucking shit. They face this pure fucking propaganda. Israel and Hamas, and proposed holding an international peace conference. Fuck you. You fucking don't. There is no goddamn foundation for it. There's no fucking international law. The only law there is in this goddamn country is the law of December 15, 1791. And the fucking problem is we're not fucking enforcing it, which is our, not only our right, it's our duty. The situation in the Middle East sharply escalated. Here you go. This is where people's voice. Make sure you send them some fucking money, man. They're doing a great fucking job here. You send them some fucking money. They need more fucking money. They got $100,000 fucking sets and shit. But you just keep on easing yourself back into that goddamn mainstream shit. It feels a lot better, and it will till they come through your fucking door. The situation in the Middle East sharply escalated following an incursion of Hamas militants from the Gaza Strip into Israel on October 7th. That's a fucking lie. That was a fucking false flag, proved a fucking false flag between Hamas and Mossad. They set it up. They cut the fences. They fucking did this and killed their own fucking people. Why? So they could take the Gaza Strip. Why? Because a huge oil find came off the goddamn coast. And you know, I sort of... somebody's on one of these videos talking about, you know, that they just want to get control of the situation. And then I saw the video of the fucking IDF fucking soldiers going, yep, we're just cleaning it out and getting ready to build. Getting ready to build what? Oh, you mean build more? It means Palestine's gone. It's now fucking Israel. You fucking thieving kite prick motherfuckers. Anyway, here you go. They're giving fucking credence at the same time they're trying to get you to think that somebody's actually going to do something about these fucking kikes, except the fucking people. They fucking jump in and they throw in. Here's their fucking. This is why they get to have that pocket full of money in that $100,000 fucking goddamn fucking broadcast studio. The situation in the Middle East has sharply escalated following an incursion of Hamas militants on the Gaza Strip to Israel on August 7th. My fucking ass. False flag proven. But hey, man, keep saying it over and over, right, Goebbels? Fuck you. Hamas regards the attack as a response to Israel's actions against the Al-Aqsa Mosque on Jerusalem's Temple Mount. Israel has declared a complete siege of Gaza Strip and has started delivering strikes on that area and parts of Lebanon and Syria. You know, this has always been, how many years have we been saying this? How many years ago did we say it the first fucking time? Lebanon, Syria, and Jordan. I don't care what they're telling you. You listen to these motherfuckers. Jordanians, can you trust your own fucking leadership if they're listening to these motherfuckers? Jordan, Iran, and they're going to fucking go for Turkey. They want the Ottoman Empire. Clashes are also taking place in the West Bank as the situation rapidly escalates towards wider conflict. And that's where this ends here. Let's see what else we got. Israeli troops storm Gaza's largest hospital after doctors warn of catastrophic consequences. I mean, we're going to read some more about what's really fucking going on. We'll see if we can find any fucking goddamn. We'll see how these people get their $100,000 fucking set to fucking talk on. Who is this? Tyler Zero Hedge, Tyler Durden. See, these motherfuckers came out of nowhere and they have a lot of money, man. Every one of them. There ain't no poor motherfuckers out there fighting, not fighting for the Bill of Rights. They don't even speak about the Bill of Rights. I mean, that should be enough to tell you right there. It's an incorporated fucking site. This is what they're trying to replace the internet with, so they have the mainstream back and they have complete control. That they being the fucking kike Jew Zionist motherfuckers. That's who. Update 2011, whatever. In the overnight and early morning hours of Wednesday local time, Israel's military says it is moving against Al-Shifa Hospital, the Strip's largest, while saying the assault operation is necessary to root out a Hamas command post there. You bet. No, it's because they won't. You can't starve. They ain't dying quick enough where you got other people to kill. Al Jazeera early reported that Israel announced the hospital would be raided in minutes, but the fate of worried doctors and patients has remained unknown since, according to the latest being reported in the Wall Street Journal, Israeli forces carried out a targeted operation against Hamas in a specified area of Gaza's largest hospital, hours after the White House backed Israel's assertion that Palestinian militants are running military operations from the enclave hospitals. Have you ever heard any of these goddamn fucking sellout, kike ass-sucking bastards who the Israelis have pictures of fucking poodles going against these son of a bitches? Aren't there two sides to every fucking issue? On one of these goddamn videos, it has some prick on there, and he's in America. He's at that thing in D.C. that I bet that cost a pretty penny to bust all the fucking Antifa, all the fucking goddamn Black Lives Matter, all the fucking goddamn Rainbow Coalition in there for so that they he has the balls. He's telling you know that we got to get more fucking security, because there's people that are, people who are going anti-Semitic are going it by exponentially. But I speak for the United States, the whole United States is behind the Israeli fucking genocide. I don't think so. You're fucking talking out of both sides of your mouth, and we know which one's lying, don't we? On the ground, Al Jazeera. Coverage is showing chaos unfolding at the hospital, which has already been the site of mass death, given the IDF has had it surrounded for days and has reportedly fired at targets near the entrance. Fighting has also engulfed its inversions, where tanks have the area surrounded. The Ministry of Health in Gaza has stated dozens of Israeli soldiers entered the emergency department building in Al-Shifa Hospital Complex. The doctors interviewed by Al Jazeera say they plan to remain with the patients who have been moved into interior corridors as gunfire can be heard on the hospital campus. There are multiple thousands, including displaced refugees seeking shelter, still inside the besieged hospital. There are growing accusations that Israel's operation is a clear war crime. Really? Well, man, you discovered fucking uranium. Or did you go look up the fucking definition of goddamn war crimes, you dumb? Is it a war crime to surround a hospital and kill innocent fucking people, little children, as they're trying to get them out of it? Is it sniping them, shooting them with fucking tanks? You go after the hospitals. That's what you bomb, man. That's what you fucking go after the hospitals. Then when you get one of those little bastards, you know, those people you're trying to wipe off, those people who aren't even human beings to you, when you get one of the little bastards, then they can't get away. You can go ahead and take your time and give them the tube de gras walking through the goddamn mess you fucking made, right? This is what it's been reduced to, like shooting fucking animals, man. These are fucking goddamn, you're the animal, Israel. How can you, they sit up there and try to act fucking righteous while they're doing this shit. And they think anybody's falling for it? Of course, that whole goddamn, probably about 30 or 40% Israeli-American fucking goddamn occupation of our highest fucking seats of power, of course they're going to go along with it. And as far as Netanyahu taking our troops on an aggressive campaign, hey, 3 or 4 years ago, 99-0, it was passed by the fucking Senate and given him the power to fucking do it. A foreign country. Would you people understand how how countries operate, how constitutions are formed, how fucking people have, what sovereignty means? Do you understand it at all? There are growing accusations that Israel's operation is a clear war crime. It is, it's a fucking clear war crime. And what? And people, and what? Below is the official IDF statement in English announcing the new offensive against the Al-Shifa, a hospital. Palestinian Minister of Health, Dr. Maya Al-Kayla, had earlier been cited in regional sources as warning ahead of the new assault. Israeli forces are committing a new crime against humanity. Medical staff and patients are besieging and bombing the Shifa Medical Complex. We hold the occupation fully responsible for the lives of the medical staff, patients, and displaced people in the Shifa Medical Complex, and we warn of the catastrophe consequences of storming the medical complex. They want to kill you all. You're not warning us anything. That's what they're going to do, because they said they clean it out and settle it. That means they're going to start building fucking more Jew. They fucking are invaders. They are fucking goddamn unspeakable son of a bitches. Oh, they just want that little bit there for a homeland. My fucking ass. And how did it get nuclear? You talk about who's dangerous, who will attack for no fucking reason, who fucking wants to take fucking over, and who shouldn't have ever had goddamn atomic bombs. I think that fucking, look at Iran, look at Israel. Iran ain't been in a conflict in 200 fucking years. That's all goddamn Israel does, isn't it? How many borders has it? It's bombed Syria. That's an act of fucking war against Syria, undeclared, sanctioned by the United Nations, of course. It's attacked Syria, undeclared war, with no declaration of war. Well, we're defending ourselves by flying 500 miles and blowing up some fucking people in a hospital. You bet you are. Israel says it's not a green light for the raid on Shifa from the U.S. says it got a green light for the raid on Shifa from the U.S. after the White House said it backs Israel's narrative that it's being used for military purposes. No proof. Fuck this shit. I mean, we know what it is. This is propaganda. Israel has been ramping up its global message campaign at a moment it faces increased isolation from global South countries and amid growing criticism from large powers like China, Russia, and major Latin American countries such as Brazil. But there have been signs of dissent even within the Biden administration as well, with pushback especially coming from the State Department of late, as U.S. officials want to see the White House become more publicly critical of alleged Israeli war crimes. You're a part of them. Hang them all. But they ain't get nothing. They've committed war crimes, just like using the phosphorus. That's what they're talking about in that part back there. They used the phosphorus. That's a violation. Yeah, of course it is. Yeah, it's a war crime. And oh, it's Israel. Oh, it's the super beings, the chosen ones of their God, says they. Given also the immense death toll at over 11,200 Gazans killed, with some half of these believed to be women and children. That's more than been killed in Ukraine. How much money's been pumped in there? Think about this, people. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is now taking his message to the American public in a Monday night appearance on Fox News. Sean Hannity warning that the U.S. will be next if his military doesn't decimate Hamas. Oh, we're going to be next. They got the same fucking plans for you and your children. You better believe it, buddy. And once these motherfucking monsters are showing, I mean, once we have our troops over there dying by the thousands, so one Israeli doesn't have to get in the line of fire, because they really haven't done nothing fucking, where they're going in and get at building to building where you really get tore up when you're fucking doing a ground invasion. They're just shooting tanks and missiles and fucking dropping bombs from fucking planes. That's all the cowardly cocksuckers are capable of. That and beating children around and killing fucking children and fucking mutilating fucking children. War crimes? I don't know, man. Fucking is there anything such thing? If there ain't, then I guess the door's wide open for us. We're not signed on to the Geneva Convention because the corporation couldn't sign for us because it was unlawful. It was a fraud. So, okay, these are the fucking, we'll show you the rules of fucking war. We have to win, not only for this, our sake, but for the sake of the Middle East, for the sake of our Arab neighbors. Listen to this horse shit. You know what? For the sake of Gazans who've been held by this dark tyranny that has brutalized and brought them nothing but bloodshed and poverty and misery. Now, you fucking brought it to them. These fucking Israelis were telling them how many fucking calories they could eat a day. Like, goddamn, it's an open-air prison. Everybody fucking knows it. And now there's fucking, oh, goddamn, these discovered oil off the tiny little bit of Palestine that the Palestinians still had. They got to fucking die, man. We got that silver. That's our oil. Fucking oil, you fucking thieving, fucking greedy pieces of fucking dog shit. We have to win to protect Israel. We have to win to safeguard the Middle East. We have to win for the sake of the civilized world, people. They're fighting the goddamn little blind girl on the fucking corner. Oh, if we don't beat that little blind girl, it's going to wipe out the fucking whole world. I'm telling you. That's the battle we're fighting, and it's being waged right now. There is no substitute for that victory. If you fucking Arabs don't get the fucking fight, they're going to do it to you now. You know he's coming. Fucking I guarantee you. Hezbollah, they're coming for you. They're coming. They're going to do the same thing to your people. They've already said it. They're going to do the same thing. Your little kids are going to be piles and piles outside of hospitals, rotting. Why, if anybody comes out and tries to fucking even bury him to keep the disease back, they shoot their fucking ass. And that's when he emphasized the potential dire repercussions for the West if Israel fails in its objective. Have we minded our own fucking business? These motherfuckers, what is Israel for us? They're fucking why the world fucking hates the United States of America. That's what they are. They fucking think they own this goddamn joint. You and King Chuck are going to find out you fucking don't own it. You're going to find out that fucking Americans will not be treated this way. We will fucking rip your asses to pieces. And we're going to rip your asses to pieces. And I'm sick of fucking people coming up on the fucking saying, oh, we're whipped. Put your fucking tail between your legs. Get the fuck away from me and go get fitted for your change, you fucking punks. Then Europe is next and you're next. And we have to win. You bet Europe is next and we are next. And you're the son of a bitch that's going to do it, huh, Netanyahu, you fucking cocksucker. He added, Netanyahu's words carried a theme of war between barbarians and civilization. Who is the fucking barbarian here? Huh? You sat there, you fucking baby-killing motherfucker, and surrounding hospitals, blowing up fucking hospitals, blowing up maternity wards, cutting electricity so that preborn preemies are dying because they can't get the fucking heat and air they need. You're the monster, you barbaric bastard. Anyways, guys, we're going to take a break and we'll come back to right where we are.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Born before the wind, younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic. Heart and our gear, the sailors cry. Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear that I wanna rock your gypsy soul. Just like way back in the days of old. Yeah, magnificently we will fold into the mystic. When that foghorn, you know I will be coming home. Yeah, when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it, and I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the days of old. And together we will flow into the mystic. Come on, girl.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:42 Pacific Time. Of course, that was Van Morrison with Into the Mist. Just in the fucking thing to calm a little bit. Because this is fucking just ripping outrage. I mean, this is more torture on us. I mean, fucking what are we? We fucking put up with this fucking shit from these kike motherfuckers who are just a handful. They've done this throughout fucking history. When's it going to fucking stop? When we fucking stop it? Netanyahu's words carried a theme of war between barbarians and civilization. You tell me that motherfucker is not a barbarian. Who's the barbarian, son of a bitch? Barbarians and civilization, you fucking piece of shit. You're the maker of all the misery on this goddamn planet, you piece of garbage. With no intent to make Americans believe what's happening in the Middle East is your fight as well, according to Fox. It ain't my goddamn fight. It's my fight. It's my fight in the sense that fucking my resources of my country, and I am an individual, free, sovereign, national, and they belong to me, have been stolen and are using to fucking exterminate a fucking people. And now, well, you know what, though? Hey, I condemn it. That's all we got to do is just condemn it and let every fucking Palestinian be fucking wiped off the face of the earth, because that's what the kikes want. And then they can go after the fucking goddamn Lebanese, do the same fucking thing. Jordan, I know, you had them over there talking to you, man. They've got you fucking ass fooled. You people of Jordan, don't you, if your fucking government's going along with this fucking shit. You better not trust them. And Iran, I don't think that'd tell you a goddamn thing. And I think that fucking Turkey knows what the fucking, where the plum lies too. Netanyahu stressed that our fight is your fight. No, it ain't. Your fight, my fight, your genocide is not my genocide, motherfucker. I wouldn't do that to a fucking human being. I wouldn't fucking bomb a hospital. I wouldn't kill people for little kids, you sick son of a bitch, you barbarian. You're the fucking barbarian. And that's no substitute for victory. There's no substitute. What's victory? When you slaughter every fucking goddamn one of your fucking enemies for you, when you completely take Palestine, when you can start building your mansions on those beautiful beaches with the fucking oil fields off the fucking coast. Is that what you're fighting for? Is that the love and care and all this shit, you phony son of a bitch and barbarian? Such messages filled with good versus evil motif was also heavily replied upon by the Bush administration, or relied upon by the Bush administration and neocons in selling the Iraq war, wasn't it really? Why did we fucking destroy a fucking a country, bomb it back into the fucking Middle Ages in Iraq? Why did we do that? There was no yellow cake uranium. And when that was discovered, well, we're bringing them democracy. Boy, that sure fucking worked out well for the Iraqis, didn't it? Genocide was committed on the Iraqi people, and they got a fucking way with it. You let them get away with it once. And man, you let them get away with what they're doing now. You're going to fight. You're going to fight, or you're going to lay down. You're going to take it like these goddamn Palestinians. You got to remember, these people ain't got no goddamn weapons to fight back. They're fucking victims, man. They're being slaughtered like animals. At the end of the day, that's what the Israelis think of all of us, isn't it? Selling the Iraq war in 2023. You bet. This is our business, you fucking bastards. Yeah, we're guilty of fucking providing the fucking instruments of fucking death, the modern instruments of death, so that no Israeli cowardly spineless son of a bitch has to get within gunfire of a fucking goddamn rifle to do it. Tanks. I mean, blow up goddamn hospitals with tanks and fucking airstrikes that we're paying for. Because you people out there sweating right now. Any of you listening? You're sweating. You go look at that deduction on your paycheck. Or don't even bother, because that won't even pay the fucking national debt. But it is your goddamn sweat that is fucking being used to commit this fucking genocide, this barbaric fucking genocide by this barbarian Netanyahu. As in the past years, also painted such simple contacts when speaking about Iran and its supposed nuclear threat as well. Remember back, Iran fucking said, we need to wipe the fucking Israel off the fucking map. Oh, my Jesus, what? Oh, they must be completely destroyed. They're talking about wiping out the Jewish people. And again, you know, something was bothering me yesterday. I was thinking about that, you know, we have at the top of the page about this speciesism. And if it's a species and it's they're not even the same species as we are, how do they convert? I mean, how do you convert to a different species? You mean they're not a religion? No. They are a fucking goddamn... Zionism is a fucking system of fucking takeover, is a system of empire building. And that's what they fucking are. But I mean, answer me that question, Jew lover. Do you love them? Tell me how. If they're of a different species, how do you fucking convert? I mean, is it religion? It ain't religion, is it? It's international corporate mafia, maybe? Bankster gangsters, the fucking 1% wanting to rule the rest of the people in this fucking world. Could that be it? Could that be what we're really looking at here? Netanyahu may have been responding to rare words of resistance issued by President Biden on the same day. I have not been reluctant in expressing my concerns about what's going on, and it's my hope and expectation that it will be less intrusive action relative to the hospital. And you're over there, fucking, this is the gall. You think if fucking this was someplace that Jews had were surrounded and people were, I mean, anywhere, any goddamn war, anywhere, and they're bombing hospitals, goddamn, the United Nations peacekeeping fucking forces would have already arrived, wouldn't they? So that they could do the fucking killing. Because they love to murder. They love murder zones. I mean, the whole, you're sure you're bombing hospitals. You're the fucking barbarian. Biden said Monday regarding the worsening humanitarian crisis in at Al-Shifa. Worsening humanitarian crisis. Why is it worsening, bud? Capital in the center of Gaza City. Why is it worsening, you son of a bitch? So I remain somewhat hopeful that the hospital must be protected, he said. This was in response. Shit. Response to growing international condemnation, including the United Nations of Israel. United Nations, of Israel, Israeli troops laying siege to the large Gaza hospital and reports of patients, including the very young, are dying, and as the hospital has run out of fuel to keep vital generators going. Barbarian, son of a bitch. I don't care about that. Death at Al-Shifa Hospital, the last bastion of humanity in northern Gaza. I don't think there's much humanity going on over there. This is by Tariq. I have to spell it Tariq Shajaj, because if there's, I mean, this New World Order shit, we need to take our fucking borders back, kick every foreign motherfucker out of here. One fucking language, you know it, or you can't even scream help. But you're getting the fuck out. If you came here without fucking goddamn the permission, or without taking it from an American national, which none of you did, get the fuck out. The shit's about to break loose and there ain't going to be no goddamn certain you motherfuckers out. You son of a bitches that are not American nationals are going to fucking die. You motherfuckers who have worshipped the gold and the silver and fucking sold your fucking fellow Americans' rights are going to die. You fucking goddamn Judeo-Christians who support this fucking barbaric fucking goddamn genocide in Palestine, you're going to die. People are dead in the streets in Gaza as hospital staff are unable to help the injured, crying out for help outside the hospital. Medical workers who attempt to aid them are targeted and killed. No one is left. Sounds like barbarians. No one is left to document the scale of the genocide. Oh, that's why you're killing everybody. Shifa Hospital and CU. Premature babies are grouped together to keep them warm, November 23rd, and there's a photo if you want to go look at it. And it does show, I mean, oh, fuckers. 2 days ago, the injured left Al-Shifa Hospital with wounds still bleeding, some on wheelchairs, some pulled by cart. Those who arrived in the south a few days ago reported that Al-Shifa Hospital's administration has urged them to flee since it would soon no longer be operational. By now, it has completely closed down. These directives did not come out of nowhere. They were based on the hospital administration's expectations of what would transpire during the ground invasion, giving Israel's systematic policy of targeting medical facilities and systematic policy of committing genocide. Barbarian! In the days leading up to the Al-Shifa exodus, Israel's force continued to close in, bombing and shelling the neighborhood buildings and other parts of the hospital and launching missiles into hospitals' courtyards where refugees were sleeping, cutting them up into pieces. The tanks continued to approach Al-Shifa, the largest hospital in Gaza Strip, until they were right at its gate. Ministry of Health spokespeople remain at Al-Shifa in the hopes that the injuries and dead bodies would reach the hospital where they could be documented and tallied. See, they're trying to cover this up as they're doing it. These hopes have since been dashed as no one is allowed to move outdoors or reach the hospital for treatment or for refuge. The past few hours have been the most catastrophic for Gaza's northern hospital, which include Al-Shifa, Al-Quds Hospital, Ratisi Hospital, and Pediatrics and Nasser Hospital in Gaza City, and the Indonesian Hospital in the north, which was targeted last week with shelling and fire belts meant to force medical staff, patients, and refugees to evacuate. Medical workers have suffered the most during the recent rounds, but many medical teams refuse to leave the hospital, staying behind to take care of the patients in ICUs and NICUs who could not move without dying. That includes 48 premature babies whose incubators and respirators have since failed. Boy, we went to war with fucking goddamn Kuwait in a second when they told the lie of the incubators, didn't we? They shut. You can go look at these incubators. You know they shut the fucking electricity off. They're telling you that the fucking goddamn barbarians are telling you what they did. Genghis Khan was not a worse barbarian than Netanyahu and his fucking henchmen. Only yesterday it was announced that two of these infants had died due to the lack of oxygen and heating. Photos began circulating of remaining hospital staff swaddling the remaining infants and laying them close to one another to conserve heat and keep warm. Just think being in the middle of this shit. God damn, man. I mean, fucking... We can see injured people. We hear them crying for help, but we cannot do anything. The Palestinian Authority Ministry of Health, Maya Kila, said that medical staff are no longer able to move between buildings to carry out their work. Attack drones hovering over the medical complex target anything that moves. It has led to the pileup of corpses in the hospital's courtyard, and anyone who tries to go out to collect them is also killed. Kila stated that medical staff has been unable to bury over 100 martyrs, and their bodies have begun to rot in the courtyard while stray dogs are now beginning to eat at their flesh. Imagine looking at, Jesus, barbaric! You have the nerve? A Gaza government spokesman yesterday said that Israeli army snipers stationed in nearby buildings have shot a patient in his bed through the window, in addition to a maintenance worker who tried to rewire hospital electrical lines in an attempt to restore power to part of the hospital. The same government source stated that a group of medical staff attempted to leave the hospital while waving white flags and made their way to the hospital's main entrance, but that drones also targeted them directly, killing most. Those who survived the initial blast lay on the ground for hours, bleeding to death and screaming for help until they too died. This barbarians, you're the fucking, you're the bar. You tell me, define what a barbarian is to me here, people. Medicine San Frontieres reported similar incidents, quoting the testimony of Dr. Mohammed Obaid at Al-Shifa. We're on the fourth floor. There is a sniper who attacked four patients inside the hospital. One of the patients has a gunshot wound directly to his neck and is a quadriplegic. The other one was shot in the abdomen. MSF also confirmed government reports that the injured left to bleed to death in the courtyard. One MSF staff member described the scene. There are dead people on the street. We see people being shot at. We can see injured people. We hear them crying for help, but we cannot do anything. It's too dangerous to go outside. The maternity hospital in northern Gaza was also targeted with bombardment and shelling. People who stood near windows were shot by Israeli snipers, while Israeli drones hover overhead, targeting anything that moved in the hospital's courtyard, even medical teams who were trapped inside. Dr. Basil Mahadi, who worked at the hospital, wrote online that no one dies before their time, but there are many who die without dignity. May God never forgive you, his letter said, addressing Arab heads of state. You betrayed us. You betrayed your Arab identity. And that's what I see, man. You got these are fucking shit. We ain't no better here. We're going to see the same shit here. It's coming here. This shit you're reading here, this horror by these barbarians, is coming to your fucking house. We'll see what you do to fucking take care of it. Half an hour after posting the message, Dr. Mahdi was killed when he tried to go outside. Say it ain't so. No one left to document the genocide. Ooh, this is what we're looking for here. The medical system in northern Gaza has subsequently collapsed. No hospital or medical center is operational. The likely hundreds of thousands of civilians who have remained in the north now have no place to seek treatment for their wounded, which pile up daily. Nah, that's not barbaric. And they have been met with the same treatment as the hospital staff. When someone attempts to move and flee south, they are shot or bombed where they stand. In addition, the invasion of the Israeli troops and the raiding of homes with residents still inside has opened the door for further violations. Dr. Mohammed Nizam Zayara wrote a post on social media about his family's ordeal in the near Nasser neighborhood. Yesterday, Israeli occupation forces entered our home in the Nasser neighborhood in Gaza after blowing up our house's front door. They gathered the entire family in a single room and then proceeded to beat and abuse everyone and turned the house into a military base. The soldiers were separated. Soldiers then separated the women and the young children from the men and boys who they continued to beat before taking them to the nearby UNRWA school. We haven't received word of their fate for past 24 hours. The women and children were taken out of the house and used as human shields, forcing them to walk in front of the military tanks. Who's the barbarian here? You fucker, you sit right there and you fucking murder, choking a child saying, oh, these are barbarians. I'm killing barbarians. You're a fucking barbarian. You make barbarians look like goddamn preachers. You're a sick in the head son of a bitch. You're diabolical. You're fucking Dr. Evil, you cocksucker. I heard and head to the southern part of the Nasser neighborhood. As of now, we do not have any word of their fate. Dr. Zayara concluded his post by asking anyone who might have information about his family's whereabouts to contact him. Israel's claim that it is targeting these hospitals because Hamas is allegedly using them for military purposes have been repeatedly denied by hospital management, who have said that they are prepared for an international delegation to conduct search of the hospitals. What's that matter? They went to fucking Iraq. They searched. They found the weapons of mass destruction. Somebody came. Colin Powell came up with. Oh, we got some yellow cake uranium here. Let's blow the fuck out of this. Let's blow Iraq back into the third world. They're becoming a competition to those fucking kikes over there. Those kikes don't fucking like it. They want their fucking oil. They want their fucking blood. They consider them just barbarians. No fucking goddamn race or sect of people has been more barbaric on this fucking planet than the motherfucking kike Jew Zionist pig shit eating motherfuckers that are fucking doing this shit right now. Nobody's stopping them. Search of the hospitals and their grounds for evidence of such alleged underground tunnels and command centers. The only Israeli response has been more shelling and bombardment, murdering anyone who attempts to escape. Well, why wouldn't you let an international team come in and show that these things are there so you don't have to look like a fucking barbarian that you are? Because you're committing genocide and you think you're going to do it right out in the fucking open and get away with it. Perhaps when it becomes clear that Israel's claim about Al-Shifa are baseless, it will find an excuse to level and destroy the remaining bastion of humanity in Gaza. Along with it, it seeks to kill the remaining staff of the Gaza Ministry of Health, which is responsible for documenting and telling the fatalities and the wounded. In doing so, Israel seeks to silence the ministry as well as the journalists still embedded in the hospital, causing a complete information blackout so that Israel can commit its massacres with no one to see. As more people are killed and left to decompose out in the open, no one will be left to document the scale of the unfolding genocide by the barbarians. I think I've had about all this I can fucking take. I don't know about the rest of you. But I think we can see where the plum fucking lies. And I'm telling you, this is coming to us. And if we don't stand up, if we don't all get together on that one goddamn piece of paper and just enforce our fucking law, just enforce it. There's a plenty of us to do it. We could wipe their asses out in fucking record time. We could stop this. We could stop the goddamn bleeding around the fucking world, the fucking murder around the world. Because we're fucking paying for it. The wealth of the wealthiest country that belongs to us, that is being stolen from us without the due process laws being used to fucking, to kill babies. I mean, we sit there for how many months talking about the goddamn child pedophilia, what they're doing to our fucking children. Nothing. Think about it. Try to look yourself in the mirror. Try to fucking, hey, good night's sleep tonight, guys. That's the word from the trenches.
Here I come.